Our friend Jody Gennessy, because he is shedding a lot of weight.
Is he on a juice diet?
I don't think he's juicing. I don't know what he's doing, but I just know by his weekly tweets, he's like losing 27 pounds a week because he's always holding up another bag of sugar to show what he's lost.
Oh, did he get like something in his stomach, like a worm or something?
Well, I don't know. We can ask him. I don't think something could be in the water out in Harriman. He might have been swimming in one of those reservoirs out there near the mine and got some sort of something in his system, but I'm going to guess
amoeba,
not.
Something.
He looks relatively healthy in the pictures.
Relatively healthy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. So he doesn't look like a bug has gotten in his system and given him jaundice or anything.
I never thought of Jody as like being, you know, massively overweight.
Well, he's dropping it.
Good for him.
He's dropping it right now. What are you down to now, Jody? Or I mean, what the amount? Because unless I don't want to usurp another grocery store picture that you may be taking tonight.
Oh no! I'm doing the sugar shots every 10 pounds. By the way, I do not have a worm. And there's not a pole that's strong enough to hold me at this point. But I'm not averse to trying some pole dancing. Hmm. I have a coconut bra I used to wear in high school that I could put on. Right now I'm kind of in the watermelon bra stage, but once I get back down to those coconut size, I will try some pole dancing.
I think you've tweeted a picture of that out, haven't you, from your days at Kearns High School?
It was my before and after picture, the picture of me in a grass skirt and coconuts, and then in high school, and then the 20-year reunion, I had a pair of watermelons on, so... Not your normal before and after shot by any means.
So can you give us the particulars? Give us, you know, the height, weight. Can you give us your pre-fight stats and tell us where you want to get?
Oh, yeah, sure. And I'm guessing that you hadn't seen me in a while because I did get up to I ballooned up to 373.7 was my highest weight.
Oh, you're kidding me. I did not know that.
Yeah, no, I became a hefty man, and it's my fault because I don't go to very many Utah football games or basketball games, so I blame myself.
Well,
and we'll correct that this fall.
All right, anyway, good.
But yeah, so now I weighed in today. Friday is my weigh-in day, so I'm at 308.1 now. So I've lost 65.5 pounds.
That's awesome.
And since the first week of March, and yeah, I mean it's just been the best thing that I've done for myself in a long, long time. And my energy is way up. I just feel so much better about life and have all this hope that I didn't have before. And I'm excited. I have a long ways to go. You know, I'm still morbidly obese. And my goal is to someday step in my doctor's office and stand on that scale and just be at a healthy weight where I can say I'm not overweight, I'm not obese, I'm not morbidly obese. And that's the best gift I can give to myself and my four young kids and wife.
Is it mostly diet, Jody, or is it a combination of diet and exercise?
Right now, it's all diet. I haven't started an exercise regimen yet, and that's about to happen. I'm going to start walking because I know how important that is. But it was really important for me to just focus on eating. And that you can't outrun your fork, so a lot of people kind of go about it backwards. And I did before where I was doing those crazy triathlons where, you know, you're working out so hard and it's great. It's really good for your body to exercise, obviously, but that's more for your health. The eating is more for, and the nutrition is more for your weight and obviously the health as well. But I feel like I've really got that under control now. I eat 6 small meals a day with a good balance of protein, carbs, and fat. I drink a lot of water, some of the Harriman water. If it has a tapeworm in there that's going to help me lose faster, I will not complain about that. Yeah, I always joked that I wanted to go on one of those South American missions, you know, get one of those tapeworms, but that didn't happen. They sent me to Switzerland, and I just ate cheese. So.
Oh, melted cheese, any kind of cheese available.
Well, you know what? The South American mission now, you'll come back with something that'll kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah, probably a drug lord.
Well, depending on what country you get sent to. Could be Zika. It could be one of Escobar's relatives.
Right.
Either one of those things.
You may be able to learn how to dig a tunnel, too. So that's something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for you. You know, that is the, you know, exercise. I agree with you 100%. Exercise is for your health, and there's certainly benefits in burning extra calories, but diet is the key. diet. I think diet is the key to losing weight. So good for you. Way to go.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I found a program that really works for me, and I love it. And I'm even kind of paying it forward and helping some other people out. So it's just, I mean, my life is so much better now than it was in March, where I was just miserable and I had to have the seatbelt extender, you know, in the airplanes, and nobody wanted to sit by the fat guy. Anyway, I still have a lot of work to go, but yeah, things are rolling in a good direction right now.
Well, you haven't had to watch mediocre basketball either.
Not till.
That also improves your status. Although, Jody, they may be closer to not being so mediocre anymore. The draft was really, I mean, I know they picked up the three guys late and extended your guys' evenings last night downtown, but really, the draft was Wednesday when they got George Hill, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, at first some people might not have thought that that was really a sexy thing, and they wanted to, it kind of, I had people complaining on Twitter that they just took the fun out of the draft, and my response to that was, I would rather have excitement for the season than for draft night any day of the week. And I think that the pickup of George Hill is almost exactly what the Jazz need at this moment. They've got good young talent at every position, good young starters, except for a point guard. Dante Exum, we think, is going to be a really good point guard, but, you know, we don't know for sure. He showed flashes, and especially defensively that rookie year, but when you miss a full season and your knee is just, you know, you just don't know how he's going to respond. So this was a really smart move by the Jazz to pick up a guy that both Quinn Snyder and Dennis Lindsey have a good relationship with. And George Hill's not an elite point guard, but he's a really good point guard. And so he's going to be middle-tier point guard, where the Jazz have been lower-tier point guard for years, since Deron Williams left, really. I mean, they've just been below par with the playmaker position for a long time. And so George Hill comes in. He's a good outside shooter. He's an excellent defender. He's got good length. I mean, good grief. Can you imagine him and Dante Exum in the backcourt with Hayward and Favors and Rudy Gobert back there? That's a defensive unit that's going to cause a lot of teams some problems. And it helps also that now Dante Exum has a mentor and somebody who can – a veteran guy that he can lean on and learn from, and he's not forced to come back and carry a huge load right off the bat. I think it's just smart in so many ways.
Yeah, I don't understand the naysayers about this trade. When I first heard about it, I thought that was, not only did I think it was an exciting and a good move for the Jazz, I see little downside of the move, and I think it, to me, it kind of speaks of the Jazz taking a step forward in their philosophy about building this team. It doesn't seem like a standard Jazz move that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, no, those are great points. And then that's exactly what I thought, too. I saw that, and even going back to the exit interviews with Dennis Lindsey, I think he clearly knows that he made a mistake by not giving Gordon Hayward and the rest of the crew some more veteran players and some more depth. And so that adds depth and a veteran player right there, and it shows that the Jazz are serious about taking a step forward this season. This is about now. Sure, George Hill could sign a longer-term contract after this one season ends, but for now, they've really shored up that point guard position. I think it's a really positive sign for the Jazz and for their fans.
Talking to Jody Genesee here on the Bill Riley Show. Frank sitting in with me today, kind of a Red Friday edition, wrapping up the NBA draft. Do you anticipate any of the three guys? I said maybe Bollum Boy, but of the three guys they picked late, would you expect any of them to be on the roster this fall, or are they more likely with the D-League team?
Yeah, the two-point guards, I mean, they've certainly got an uphill battle. I want somebody to make a Photoshop of instead of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, make Dennis Lindsey and the seven point guards. he's gathering all of the point guards right now. I mean, I anticipate that Jazz will move either two of the three point guards they have on their roster right now, the reserves, either Shelvin Mack and for sure Trey Burke, and maybe Hylo Neto, either Mack or Neto, and Burke is for sure gone. But, I mean, they've just got such a surplus of point guards right now that I don't see either of those second-round picks making the fall camp, honestly. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get them to either play with their D-League team or stash them overseas like they did Olivier Hanlon last year, the point guard from Boston College, yet another point guard under their umbrella. But the more I think about Joel Ballenboy, I think that they really got a steal there at number 52. I mean, he's just such an athletic player. He's got great length, and he's got a motor on him, awesome athleticism. He tested out in Chicago at the Combine better than almost every single player in the NBA in so many different categories, just all around. His athleticism was terrific. I mean, his vertical was 40 inches for a guy who's 6'9". I mean, that's really impressive. Part of me, you have to ask, why did he fall? And so he has some weaknesses that other teams didn't like, but the Jazz at number 52, I think they picked up a guy who really could fill kind of that Trevor Booker role next season. So I can see him making the roster.
Where is Gordon Hayward headed? Is he a long-term fixture with the Jazz, or is he going elsewhere?
No, he's... If the Jazz have it their way, he'll be here for his career, honestly. They love him, and he's a nice cornerstone piece. He's not your typical go-to guy, your number one guy like a LeBron James, you know, or Kevin Durant, but he can do so many different things that he just is the perfect type of player for Quinn Snyder's system. He's a really good passer. He's great off the ball. He's a good defender. He can score, and he's improving his offensive game every season. Yeah, good locker room guy. So, I mean, I think he's really... He really fits into that Jazz mold. And there's been some rumors this week that he's unhappy, which I've refuted time and time again on Twitter. I talked to sources in his camp, inside the Jazz, around the league, and there's just no truth to the rumor that he's unhappy and was trying to force a trade. There are some things that he wanted, and, you know, he wanted to play with a really good point guard, so I think the George Hill move is really smart of the Jazz. And, you know, he wants to win and wants talent around him. And so I think that the Hill move, and I anticipate that the Jazz will pick up at least one or two more veterans just to really bolster this lineup so it's not as thin. Last year they had the injuries, and that's a really good excuse that you have injuries and so you can't be as good as if you had all the players healthy. But at the same time, you need to have some quality depth. And the Jazz just didn't have that last year, and so they really need to get at least another player or two.
Well, yeah, don't you think they probably target a shooter, target a rebounding type, and maybe another backup center? I mean, they got plenty of money to spend here, Jody. So they bring in some veteran guys. I mean, I don't know exactly what Dennis wants. He's always vague in whatever he tells you. So, but I'm going to guess another shooter somewhere along the line, but probably guys that can play multiple spots, right? Guys that are 2-3s, 3-4s, 4-5s.
Yeah, and there are some interesting players out there in free agency. And then even today, the rumor comes out that Detroit's looking to move Jody Meeks. He's a really nice shooter. Good name, too. So I could see them maybe trying to send Trey Burke over to Detroit, send him home. And there are some interesting guys on the free agency market that I think a nice fit would be Pau Gasol if they could get him to come be a backup. And Nicholas Batum would be a nice fit within that. Or maybe even a Ryan Anderson. He's a terrific shooter that they could, you know, have another stretch for. Or Luol Deng. There's some guys out there that are veterans that could help them in multiple aspects, but I definitely think that they have to make a move. I really don't want to hear Dennis Lindsay say, yeah, our free agent pickup this year is Alec Burks, who is healthy again, or Dante Exum. I mean, he used that kind of funny line last year.
Well, and that kind of came back to bite him, Jody, because their lack of depth really hurt them at times when they would go to that second unit. When those guys got injured, they didn't have any real depth, as you were talking about. So while it was a cute line at the time, it kind of came back to bite him in the second half of the season.
Exactly. And so, and he realizes that. At the time, I saw what he was doing, and I actually agreed with it. But then once they got the injuries, and you're like, wow. As fun as Joe Ingles is, I mean, you don't want him being one of your primary reserves. I don't think, but I guess some might disagree, but you just need a Chris Johnson played way too many minutes, as far as I'm concerned. You need better wings. And, you know, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with their bigs, because Jeff Withey, I thought, deserved more playing time, and he showed that he was a comparable player to Rudy Gobert. If you look at their stats, I mean, across the board, they're almost identical. And so are they going to be happy with him as the primary center backup, or do they feel like they need somebody who can maybe stretch the floor a little bit more and you know, not just be the prototypical center? So there are some questions that they have to ask themselves and then really be proactive. And Dennis has used the word be aggressive during free agency. And so I'm really anticipating them to do something, certainly more than they did last year when Joe Ingles was their only free agent pickup.
Based on what the Jazz have done right now, if they didn't do another thing in free agency, if they went through this whole period and they just ended up where they are today, is this team good enough to get into the playoffs and make a little run in the playoffs?
Well, I look at, you know, I'm going to judge where they were last year, and they finished two games out of the playoff race, and it's really one game because that last Lakers game didn't matter, but they were right there with a team that was decimated by injuries all season, by major player after major player, and they still fought their way to that ninth spot and almost made it in. So, yeah, the way they're constituted now, knock on wood, you know, no injuries, then I really do think that they're a 48-win team, maybe a 50-win team. And if they add another piece or two, I really like them to be a solid 50-win team, and really think that – I don't think that that's being a homer or a pipe smoke dream or whatever. I think that's realistic. If you look at the trajectory of their improvement and how they played when they were all together, I think that's pretty realistic.
Jody, thanks, man. We'll look forward to the next bit of tweets, the next picture today, and talk to you probably next week when free agency fires up.
Sounds good. I'm going to go practice my pole dancing in private here.
Yeah, make sure you happens. Do that in private.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Jody Gennessy with us here on the Bill Riley Show.